This is KMBA News. I'm Trip Krause. A Southeast Alaska tribe has taken the initial steps to begin creating their own tribal court. Yakutat Tlingit Tribe recently was awarded two grants totaling a little over $1 million to start their own tribal court system. The tribe's executive director, Nathan Moulton, says it's a demonstration of the tribe's self-determination.
You know, we're creating a judicial branch within our tribal government, and it's a huge step towards demonstrating that we are, in fact, a legitimate government.
Moulton says Yakutat Tlingit worked with the tribal court system at Central Council of Tlingit and Haida Indian Tribes of Alaska.
We've decided to create a partnership agreement with Tlingit Haida Tribal Courts initially to come in and set up a satellite court in Yakutat where the Yakutat Tlingit Tribe would adopt the law and order codes from Tlingit and Haida Tribal Court.
Moulton says the Yakutat Tribal Court system will go a long way for support of crime victims and the perpetrators of the crime, something he thinks is different from the state or federal court system.
Because many times what you see in state courts or, you know, even federal courts, the perpetrator never gets rehabilitated. And so what we're going to be able to get some low-level criminal offenses into tribal court, and we're able to place more of a focus on rehabilitation and more of a focus on crime victims and serving both populations.
Moulton says as the tribe's court system grows, it'll be able to develop its own judges and contract out more specialized positions the tribe can't source locally. A Native women's advocacy group says they haven't seen any of the royalty money that the director of Wind River promised. The Weinstein Company distributed the film, but that company has since then been bought out. Wyoming Public Radio's Melody Edwards reports.
The film Wind River was about the rape and murder of a northern Arapaho woman, and it came out just before Harvey Weinstein, the film's distributing company owner, was accused of sexual assault by numerous women. That's when the film's director, Taylor Sheridan, announced that he would donate distribution royalties to the nonprofit National Indigenous Women's Resource Center in Montana. The Weinstein Company was bought out by Lantern Entertainment, and the advocacy group says it's unclear whether that company will honor the promise to donate all royalties from the film. The National Indigenous Women's Resource Center is among many entities that are caught up in the financial woes that Lantern inherited, and it's questionable whether they'll ever see any of what they were promised. The Weinstein Company declared bankruptcy, clearing them of any obligation to stand by the promise. The advocacy group says they continue to remain in good communication with director Taylor Sheridan and his staff. For Wyoming Public Radio, I'm Melody Edwards.
You can read that story and more at kmba.org/news. In Anchorage, I'm Trip Krause.